Here's what it says in the book, Himmler's Crusade. Quote, scientists were set to work to prove that a cosmic battle between fire and ice had brought forth a race of supermen in the distant past. Anthropologists collected the skulls and the skeletons of the Aryans and made meticulous measurements in search of a far-flung, well, ancestors or cousins. Then scientific expeditions were dispatched to unearth the remains or the remnants of long-lost Aryan races. Now, there'll be some that might claim they've got that power in the blood. There might be those listening that understand what Hitler believed concerning power in the blood, that the soul was in the blood. Now, Scripture talks about the life being in the blood. Pretty interesting. Concept of power in the genetics, power in the blood, power in the DNA. Wonder what it was like, the DNA of the Nephilim. So many thousands of years ago, prior to the flood, Genesis 6, well, they were on the earth, they were giant, they were mutant, they were transmuted, they weren't humans. The B'nai Ha Elohim came down. They engaged, took the women, daughters of men, and, produced Nephilim. And it's without question that was part of the reason for the judgment of the flood, to save the human race. Very little left at that time. It had everything to do with the future, and you and me, without that intervention by God in radical evil's goal of transmuting the human race, possibly the goal of corrupting the bloodline, the human bloodline that would lead to the Messiah prophesied Genesis 3:15. Actually, probably the first prophecy in all of Scripture, in a way. Shadow the Darkness live tonight on a Tuesday. This is April the 5th, and it is 6:03 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Russ Dizdar. Shatter Live, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. We've got a continuation. Now, I read an email, I think, some days past, and I read concerning an individual that had emailed concerning saying, Russ, what you've been talking about, the mind control, the splitting, the programming, the ultra personalities and all of that, chosen ones, that it's absolutely accurate and on and on and on. They talked and I mentioned it. And by God's providence, they called me. I answered direct today, was able to. We discussed things. U.S. military was sold that satanic dark Trojan horse of old, what was considered Nazi elevated science, really an occult agenda. We're going to jump into the third part, the Black Awakening. This week, we're going to emphasize the restrainer, the only thing holding back the full onslaught of what billions feel, what many know, what prophecy has given us a dramatic picture of, white horse, red horse, black horse, and the pale green, Revelation 6. Don't just understand it as the horses, understand it as the revelation that only the Lamb of God was permitted to open the future. Only He could open that and unveil what was going to occur. Once again, I will scream it out, an unprecedented, unequaled, no possible way of going to the past to equate what is about to occur. And so Monday night, we dealt with the chosen ones and their powers and abilities and non-human enhancements. And that's a big issue because probably most viable churches have been infiltrated. Government, law enforcement, all around the world, yes, even in Russia. I'm glad the Russians are listening now. I've seen the downloads, a massive spike. We've been putting out the prayers and asking to get back into Russia. And all of a sudden, a massive spike in downloads by the hundreds and hundreds. Dobre utra. And so we want to just peer into Tuesday night, here, chosen ones, that is. You can call it SRA, MPD, DID, all that you want to do. This is all about a master race. And the back breeding to Aryan blood. On Tuesday night's little note that I have written down, quote, says this. Did they search for and find Nephilim blood? Did they acquire the superpowers from the Nephilim genetics? Now, here's some questions. Who has sought and who is seeking this perceived, elevation, a transmutation, elitism of super warriors? Now, going back to the book that I mentioned, Himmler's Crusade, once again, just giving a little quote, scientists were set to prove, they were working to prove that a cosmic battle and that a superman race in the distant past existed. Who are they talking about? Listen, I've been working today doing a lot of research on this issue and even looking at some of the new materials on archaeology and the bones and the belief in many, many more believing in this some kind of super race that lived in the past. Question for everyone listening. Genesis 6, well, Nephilim were on the earth in those days and then again later. Well, all the translations say it. That's exactly what, you know, is being revealed. After the flood, it occurred again. We don't have the details. I mean, there's extra biblical material you can go to, but we don't have the details. But they were here again, which means generations of, which means a bloodline. Now, all I can tell you is that the undergrounders today, they are absolutely obsessed with power and the blood. They're absolutely committed to the purifying of the blood, making it more of what it was in the days of the Godmen, small g. And I'm talking about now 100 million cases, four generations. And as I mentioned this, more of them are calling, more of them are contacting. And I'm saying again, in Russia, in Germany, in Italy, in the Vatican, throughout all of Europe, and I'm saying to the friends in England, in Scotland, in Wales, in Canada, in Australia, and throughout the United States, listen, please, radical evil operates, and there is a conspiracy that will be more evident as that iceberg's tip continues to move upward past that surface of the waters. More and more will be seen, but let me tell you something. Listen, Luciferic globalism will not be voted in. It will not be a little skirmish and brought in. It will be heard about, talked about, politicians, military men and women, the vast New Age movement. All across the board, there's going to be more embedding and of the Luciferic agenda of globalism, the drive for globalism, the drive for a counterfeit glorification, homo lumos, an evolutionary process. Why an evolutionary process? Because they've got to keep the bait on the end of the stick so the donkeys they are drawing will continue to run after it. It has never been experienced, not even in the beginning when the fallen cherub offered it. Genesis 3. So the lie will become stronger and layered through all kinds of satanic synchronicity, and the world will continue to move and bulge at the seams, but it will not occur by a vote, by osmosis, by little skirmishes. It will not come about that way. Biblical prophecy is the only accurate description. It'll occur by a multinational global striking event, series of events, and I think Revelation 6 gives it to us in dramatic form. It's all global. But there's one issue, and the dark side can't stand it. The dark side is doing all that it can to summon the darkest of powers, to draw on everything to synchronize its long and current and even more satanic powers. They want to break through. But the finger of God, the restrainer, is in place. Let me say again the moment, and I'll deal with this deeply on Thursday night. When the restrainer is removed, the restrainer is restraining something. The full pinnacle, full force, the actual presence of the regime, the Antichrist, the false prophet, and all of its powers, there is a restrainer by the hand of God that keeps it from bursting like a dam and unleashing in the world. It will come with massive speed, leper, like a leopard. It will come with thunderous power, like the feet of a pouncing bear. It will roar and strike fear, and it'll be very, very loud, like a roaring lion. Look at Revelation chapter 13. That's about the future, the near future, most likely. Well, let's step back for a moment and say what's going on, and then we will get into the body of this tonight. 2011, marching towards that big occult convergence of 2012. Any chosen ones listen? Any perfect ones listening? Any Babylon working babies listening? Any splitters and programmers and handlers and watchers listening? I mean, around the world, because you're downloading there in, well, Germany, and someone is down in the Vatican area. They're interested in what's being said. Got a note from a friend that I've known just by email. This is very good information, very good news about the possibility. There's quite a few pastors in this note, I was told, that are wanting and needing the information that we're putting out, and would love a conference, Northern California. So we've got about six beginning invites. Some things are being nailed down. Two of the things of conferences are being clearly nailed down. And then an invitation from a pastor to come and speak close to Dayton, Ohio. Now, all those events and all those places, as they're nailed down, and when we can put up the registration or the dates and times, we'll unleash that and get it all ready. Look forward to coming to many other areas. Going to be on a REAP trip this weekend back into Pennsylvania, and we hope to engage what is the mother of darkness, first generation, and then the second generation that leads to the children that would be basically around that fourth generation. You know of any SRA, MPD, DID individuals? In the United States of America, they're saying about 10 million. Canada, how you doing? Australia, how you doing? England, how you doing? Ireland, how you doing? Wurzburg Castle, how you doing? Himmler's occult dream of something absolutely contrasting the Vatican, believe it or not. Let me step back here a second again. I need to do this. Barack Obama now announces on the internet that he's going to run for the presidency 2012. That was not a surprise, but he's already got it out there. Listen, please understand, as an American here, I will be active in praying against and speaking out against and doing all that I can to stop that issue. There's a real massive spiritual, down into the political, down into the physical realm, battle over here. And it is about ideologies for sure. It is about more than just the ideologies. It has everything to do with what's going to be taking place. Now, the reason I'm going to do that is the abortion issue. This is killing of children. This is the killing of babies. And we must be outraged. We must do all that we can to pray against what Jesus called Braphos, a child inside the mother's womb. Well, the murder and slaughter. I mean, like the Holocaust, you got to understand the destruction of the little tiny child, their human spirit being ripped away. And so there's going to be grave opposition. Every believer in Christ should be, this should be the issue. Not your pocket, not how much money you're going to get, not how much health care you're going to benefit from while all the babies are being slaughtered and all the mothers are giving up those babies and being lied to by Planned Parenthood. And then they have phantom motherhood and blood cries out. So I've got to oppose him. I've got to oppose him because of the globalism. People have said this is socialism, Russ. No, it's not. It is not past socialism. It is really future globalism that is embedded in his heart and mind. Whether that's coming from what's behind him, all those that are in his cabinet, trilateralists, Bilderbergers, CFR, all those others involved. On the one hand, they want to sneak it all in. On the other hand, they can't do it without the restrainer being removed. That's the issue. Listen to all the conspiracy theorists, those writing the books, those reading the books, those looking at all of it. It'll all be around there. You know, there'll all be the jockeying for it all and the bulging and all the rest. But once again, until the restrainer, and when the restrainer is removed, we're not talking about a vote. We're not talking about slow. We're not talking about little by little. We're talking about a massive rush of chaos that levels everything for the sake of a new regime in place and the leadership, the most supernaturally empowered. And will be the most destructive the world has ever known. There's a reason for it. The Antichrist is coming because of the original Christ at the cross, the Son of God, and because of the second coming, and because of the coming millennium, because of the glorification and the real new race, the real coming race, the glorification of all those who've believed in Christ in an instant by the exertion of the power of God on an atomic level, most likely. Indestructible immortality. Well, that's what we will become. Irreversible, yes. But that's the coming race. And God wants you involved. The death of Christ on the cross includes you. Russian, German, Swede. Listen, all over the world. Here's the good news. God loves you. God has a power to fix what is wrong with us, implant into us the gift of eternal life, the coming race, indestructible, immortality, seeing God face to face. Well, the alternative involves a massive supernatural masqueraded counterfeit that will lead to horrific betrayal and destruction. It is immense. And so it's time that pastors and preachers and leaders must scream to the world using biblical prophecy that blows out of the water Edgar Casey, Nostradamus, Sylvia Brown, the Mayan prophecies, the remote viewers' predictions, and even web bots materials. Because of the sheer accuracy and the gravity of what God is saying is going to be happening. To hide this is like letting a child drink poison that tastes like candy and not say a thing, just watch them eventually fall into convulsions and die a rotten death. Is that what we would do? Is there a reason why God gave the New Testament being one-third prophecy? Is there a reason why God has given such a massive heads up of what the dark side is going to do? What we need to be using prophetic revelation for? It is the most supernatural, the most incredible, awe-striking revelations of the actual future history of the human race. Nobody's going to alter it, but it is to be used to help bring the world to Christ, to help give warning to the greatest masqueraded light deception the world will ever know. For believers out there, it's going to involve a lot of prayer, going to be evolving a lot of doing the mission of God, God's way. Book of Acts, we got about a 5-month course we've just unleashed. here this last few months. And we are going to add to it this week. You can join in, and we'll eventually make it more interactive. But out of the book of Acts, we're going to deal with it. We're calling it the Field Manual for the End of Days. How to be a part of God's presence, power, might, mission in the midst of all the rest. What to do? Well, simply don't sit there. Don't dig a hole and crawl up in it. We've got some exciting, if you want your life to be used to advance the cause of the kingdom of God that brings destruction to radical evil's presence and helps bring lives to God, to Christ, if you want to see the hand of God work operatively in your life and around you and teams, by the way, we're talking about here in about 2 months to unveil a plan that involves developing teams. I mean, from this organization or this work, this ministry, now we will consider this concept of teams. What we've done locally, we will now begin to invite you and and we're going to do some major training locally. We'll let you know way in advance, but it's all about training, not just about the information of all the blood and guts of the dark side, but now more training, more equipping and taking you out and getting you involved and how to do it. Now, many of the courses we're doing right now will help you do that. Dark rituals, dark powers. You want to get involved? Get into it. You want to understand from a basic level, confronting the powers. You want to look at Prayer Power Unlimited, that developing course. You want to, look at all the courses. They're all free. They're literally on a college level. I could easily, if invited, teach them at a college level training. I'd love to do that. But they're there for you absolutely free, and you can take them, and you can be dedicated, and you can be disciplined, and you can be, you know, listen, there's so much you can do. Even when you don't have money. Download, get before God, take a hold of things, dear believer in Christ. Because we got all kinds of things going on around us. All kinds of changes occurring. And God forbid that any believer stand trembling, worried, anxious. God forbid any believer in Christ look like Chicken Little running around, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. What an absolute contrast as we look at Nehemiah chapter 4. Can I tell you to read Nehemiah chapter 4 today? If you want to become a powerful leader in Christ and do a great work in the midst of serious threat, there is no graver threat than what the dark side has plotted and planned and the events that are about to unroll. Today, we're dealing with the third part of the Black Awakening, the creation of a master race. What is this all about? What is master race? What's the idea? Going back to Hitler, going back to Himmler, going back to that concept. Something about, you know, enhancing humanity. It's amazing to me that like the New Age spirits and the remote viewing connection to the Akashic Records, Hall of Records, whatever they want to call it, the field, whatever it is. It's all about enhancing humanity. It's all about expanding consciousness. It's all about getting secret knowledge. It's all about embedding the dark side's promise and agenda, but masqueraded. They can't feed you the real thing. They don't want to tell you that this is all about keeping you from God, opposing Christ, losing your soul, destroying you, using you for an agenda that will bring about billions of deaths. And the utter destruction. Let me tell you right now, the Mayan prophecies, the New Age prophecies, even the, quote, aliens, Stephen Greer, communication about, helping about the environment, save the earth, ain't going to happen. That lie is because of what is occurring around us, the decaying of creation and the collapsing of things. And yes, the environment is going to be... in the great chaos is going to be a great consuming of the environment. So save the earth, save the planet, save the human race. Masquerade. Alert, alert, alert. Come on. Because God says, no, this in this lie, in this masquerade, it will actually bring the greatest destruction to the human environment and to the human population in all of history. And again, I give you Revelation 6, and take a read of that. Take a read of Revelation 12 and 13, very key when it comes to the coming bursting out, this event of the red horse, this bursting out of the new regime. Well, we're going to take a look back into Genesis 6 about the Nephilim, and I think it's important that so many are talking about it. Books are coming out. We've engaged the issue. One of the reasons is all those that we've engaged, these chosen ones, perfect ones, Babylon working babies, whatever you want to call them, it is the extension of the idea, the occult revelation that has become political military ideology. Literally, it just doctrines of demons embedded in political ideology, military vision, scientific development. And it's about, let's going all the way back, can you imagine a fallen angel, this incredible being, a fallen entity, engaging a woman? Now again, spirit to human egg. Now we know as believers in Christ, in the incarnation of Christ, we have the Spirit of God causing in the womb, in the egg, caused this miraculous conception. A miracle. The Spirit of God to female human egg, the conception. Instantly, it is God now in human flesh. The genetics of Christ is God in human flesh. A perfect mix that declares in the full counsel of God, New Testament, it is to be seen as fully God and fully man in the incarnation. Christ is seen as fully God and fully man, both. But what about when it's a fallen angel, a finite entity, imperfect entity, evil entity, causing the same kind of thing? Genesis 6. So that the Nephilim, call it a creature if you want to, God never calls this hybrid demonic mix human. It would seem very clear that it's never called human. We would think in terms of that being the future of the Antichrist, the issue of it, him being born. If it is true that the fallen cherub causes the conception in counterfeit to the incarnation or conception and incarnation of Christ, then you have literally Homo Satanas. You have Satan in human skin. And I think the Antichrist, as described broadly by God in Daniel, in 2 Thessalonians 2, 1 John 2, in the book of Revelation, why do you think God has given us so much future information, such a vast profile? We're talking about the most supernatural being on the face of the earth outside of Christ, but on the pinnacle of radical evil side. His eyes, like the eyes of a man, says in Daniel, his face, stern-faced king, his mouth boisterous, loud, big. And so when you begin to read the profile God gave 2,600 years ago in Daniel, there is a reason. Why aren't preachers preaching more about it? Why aren't they unveiling this and giving it to the body of Christ and letting the body of Christ know what we need to share to the rest of the world? Why do we leave believers in Christ biblically illiterate while so many others all around us, the world is listening to the ancient aliens, you know, the History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and the incredible spiritual counterfeit lie of Van Doniken, Giorgio, and all that's being pumped out? How could it be that I go to a YMCA and go simply into the hot room and a bunch of guys come in there? I'm talking 19, 20, 21, 22-year-old guys. How's come they can know all about 2012? They can all know about the Mayan prophecies. They can know all about something going to happen, you know, next year in December. They can know all about these kind of occult-oriented things. And as I engaged them, they knew nothing of this massive content of biblical prophetic revelation, the prophetic writings. And I'm going to tell you again, depending on whether you're a remote viewer, you're a old Psy warrior in Russia, maybe a military worker here in the United States. Maybe the NSA, I don't care who's listening, doesn't make any difference because you know by now what my ultimate intent is. Let you know that God, in the midst of all of it, it is about your life. One way or the other, you will probably die someday, and you, if living in the sin code and in the death code and in separation from God, if that is what you choose, the Bible says they perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. You ever read that? Why don't you come to Christ? Knowing that he is awesome, that he loves, that he's the sinless one, that he spoke the words that no one has ever spoke. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You ever read that? You ever read that right in the scriptures? Well, there's a lot of things that many listening to me, many downloading the archives to spy it out, have never looked at. Many who might even have a heart and a radical hatred inside that you don't even know where it's coming from, against God, against Christ. It may be that the spirit of Antichrist, those of you in the ufologists and the world of alienologists and the communication of those entities. Hey, by the way, let me tell you quickly, next week, we're going to do a series. It's called Species of the Dark Side, next week. It's going to go over the biblical revelation of the Archai, the Exthusia, the Cosmocrators, the Planos, the types of spirits in the air, on the ground, and their operating purposes. So we're going to bring a revelation of what they are based on what the Spirit of God has shown us, because it has everything to do with the entire alien agenda issue, masqueraded issue. Very deceiving, very seductive. It has everything to do with the old occultist and New Age teachings of today. It has everything to do with the 2012 unleashing. What if you met a Nephilim? What if you in the Old Testament and you one of these babies were born? Extra biblical literature talks about many women died in the midst of those births. Well, what if you engage them? What would they have felt like? It seems that all the other reports would say that they had powers, they had abilities, they were giants, they were mutants, they were the most likely in the Roman and Greek, what secular rationalistic historians may have said were the mythological gods or godmen, most likely Nephilim. No doubt in the Old Testament, the Anakites, Zamzumis, Imims, and so many of the tribes, and in second generation and third generation. Interesting. It really is interesting that there's so much discussion worldwide, and there's even the desire to become. Some want to become. Isn't it amazing that there are even women that think it would be something to be able to give birth to a Nephilim? If they take the occult version that it would be an enhanced human being, if that kind of teaching is brought into military systems and they're convinced that through a process they can create super warriors, can we ask the question? I mean, we could look at the Old Testament, Genesis, before the flood, after the flood, and all the rest. We know that it occurred. We can look at history. We can look at a lot of the new archaeology and so forth. It occurred. Let me tell you this, though. What about today? I mean, because Matthew 23, 24, there's a complete, listen, there's not a word in the New Testament saying it'll never happen again. There's not a word saying this is a sealed event and this will never occur again. There will never be Nephilim, never be second, third, fourth generation or any kind of back breeding to them. It never teaches us that at all. Possibilities are wide open. And the implications of, as in the days of Noah, so will it be. Well, what were the days of Noah? What was a primary issue? What was a primary reason? Nephilim. Well, as we look at it, and if you got your notes, and by the way, on shatterthedarkness.net, if you're new listening, this is Russ Dizdar. The website, shatterthedarkness.net. There are PDF file notes, study notes for each night if you want to get it and follow along and write down notes as we speak, put in other things that you have. And there's some a mini cast and some other things we've connected there for you to take a look at. But think in terms of the conception. Think in terms of a Nephilim. Everything would say that they had powers. They were beyond humanity. Old reports would say they ate humanity. And that part of the reason for the flood, if not a primary reason for the flood, was stopping this human destroying, annihilating development. But they came again later on. Now, I want to jump a little bit forward. See, I personally have the opinion that there's been bloodline from the Nephilim all the way to this very day. Just as there was a pure human bloodline from Christ all the way back to Adam, no Nephilim in any sense, pure human bloodline. And I think that's why there is this unveiling of the genealogy, along with other issues. But it brings this revelation that it is a pure, absolute human bloodline that God came into, and that he's fully God, fully human. There is no mix of anything else. That's very big because of what was provided, the cross, why he's called the last Adam, or the man Christ Jesus, the concept that there is a human standing as now in representation of the entire human race, but yet fully God, going to the cross, sinless, uninfected, and doing something there to take care, well, to bring the fix, as I call it sometimes, to destroy the sin code, death code, Satan's rights. It does involve our genetics, my friend. When you're born again of the Spirit of God, when the living Christ comes in, everything is affected by his work, including body, soul, spirit, DNA, genetics, all of it. And when you've been given and implanted with the gift of eternal life, well, in the end, the power, listen, the power that raised Christ was exerted in the resurrection of Christ dwells in any believer in Christ anywhere in the world, so that on that day, in the twinkling of an eye, in a flash, on that atomic level, mortality will put on immortality. And the coming race that God is redeemed and elevating, well, that's what's being contrasted by the goal of a master race. There's a reason why, and I want to go to this subject, the bloodline of the Nephilim and the Aryan. Going back to Helena Blavatsky, Secret Doctrine, the root races, the Hyperbolean, the Atlantean, the Aryan, the Lumerian, and on and on. And what I really personally believe about it is the spirits, the dark spirits, giving maybe content concerning the Nephilim generations and the goal to reignite, bring, well, I don't want to say resurrection, but to re-employ that superhuman, that God, small g, like human on the face of the earth again. At the very least, we can look at Himmler, a very knowledgeable breeder, one that understands genetic breeding. The goal of the Nazi scientists going to the Tibetan world and looking for Aryan history. You've got to understand, and we don't have time to go through the whole history of this again, but their goal to look for Aryan blood, which they believed was the God blood, that meant that there were powers in the genetics of that blood, that the soul, that the life was there, that telekinesis, clairvoyance, and other powers would be in those genetics, and that it would be, again, a bigger human, a stronger human, an advanced human, a smarter human, and all the rest. So the whole idea of the Aryan, the noble one, was all about, and the concept that Helena Blavatsky brings out too, of the Cyclopean eye, this, the powers in the blood, the powers in that ancient blood. So at the very least, we know they went after it. At the very least, we know that they done everything they could. Even Lavensborn, the project that might have produced 400 to 800,000, maybe many more than that. Who knows? It was a super secret spiritual genetic birthing project all over Germany and outside of Germany, by the way. The life source. The idea of getting Aryans, or at least those who can prove some kind of blood lineage, and then lead them to breed. I mean, this is like taking chickens or horses and you're wanting a better product. They wanted a better product. But what was the purpose of this? And again, the issue is, where did the idea come from? Inception. The planting of ideas with the goal of letting the individual think that it's their idea so that they will run with it. It's almost like the entire project could be unleashed as an idea in the unaided mind of a human being who may have already opened up to occult doorways. And I would say that Himmler, without question, Wadelsburg Castle, without question, the history of the SS, the Hall of the Dead, the 13 skulls, the goal, the roots, all of it was that. It was all about this, his despising, the despising, this Antichrist spirit, despising of Christ, the cross, and his blood. So where did the idea come from? Let me tell you what I believe without question. I believe it came from the fallen cherub. I believe it came from that side. I believe, listen, that they are able to communicate and give ideas, and in the Thule Society, the goal for Vril, the first proliferation of occult literature in pre-Nazi Germany, the mediums on every corner, every block of Germany, pre-Nazi Germany, the development of vast occult, deep, broad movements, secret societies, and the unleashing of the teaching of the secret doctrine, and others. In the context of that, I'm going to tell you right now, I have no question that the dark side, the development of a superhuman master race, that is, one that is empowered, that is stronger, that is, and so forth, the idea comes from that side. There's a reason for it in the future. As a matter of fact, let me stop here and let me point you to the future. All the way in the future, maybe 7, 8, 9, 10 years away. I don't know how many years away. Armageddon. Armageddon is all about a master race, all about the development of those who've taken a mark, who have embraced the spirit breathed into image of the beast and worshipped it. They not only worship the beast, they worship the dragon, that in the air manifest presence. They understand that a presence has been unveiled as never before. And this is what I'm trying to convey out of Revelation 12. That all of a sudden now God unveils this concept of a huge pyros, fiery, red, huge. This is God's description of a dragon. In the context of Revelation 12, the goal deceived the whole world. Knows his time is short, and so he's furious. Revelation 13, the concept of the dragon is embedded in not only the Antichrist, but the political, military, economic, supernaturally built regime that absolutely fully has to be in place prior to the apocalypse of Antichrist, the ascendancy of the false prophet. That is what the restrainer is holding back. The restrainer is holding back the onslaught of the broadest unleashing of satanic, demonic presence in the air, on the ground, in that regime, that shadow government already exists. That's my opinion and belief. Revelation 13. But it involves one thing. It involves their need of the crew of the, as some chosen ones call themselves, the troops of Antichrist. Prior to the great chaos, you've got to understand there's got to be multinational agents of the chaos. There has to be those who are going to be unleashed to create the bloodshedding, anarchy, chaos, fear, slaughter, Red Horse, Revelation 6. Those who are going to eliminate the targets and resistors and so forth. Those who are going to help bring collapse to all the systems we now know in an unprecedented, no way to compare event. I believe that's next on the chart. Oh, there'll be other things. There'll be skirmishes, birth pangs, wars, rumors of war. There'll be all these things, earthquake. All these things will continue, but they're only going to continue to a point of bulging so strong, so hard, so at the door that the finger of God, the removal of the restrainer, who by force holds back the bulging pinnacle. Total, I mean, it's massive. It's global. Restrainer is removed, it all unleashes. When the people have said, well, what about the millions of intact chosen ones, the assassins, the ones that are going to kill and destroy and create the anarchy and bomb buildings and assassinate political leaders and take out military people and kill Christians? What's going to be the activation? Well, in one sense, the removal of the restrainer, it might be at that moment there will be an unleashing of the white horse, the unleashing of the voice of the Antichrist. Could be. It could be like Revelation 16, just the sheer unleashing, planetary release of dark power that literally ignites, triggers that which is in every unhealed, intact, chosen one. And I'm telling you right now, first generation alone, intact sleepers, 20 million or more, around the world, and primarily Russia, Europe, all of Europe. Throughout the Roman Catholic system, there's a reason for that. United States. Churches, they're in your churches, they're in your counseling centers, they're in your government, they're in your law enforcement, they're throughout your military. The idea for a master race, I'm telling you, has directly come from hell's playbook, hell's kitchen, the fallen cherub, and the inception, the planting of the idea that could be unleashed comes from that side. It all pours out of occult, if you want to call it, occult revelation, demonic data. The scripture, the Spirit of God calls it demonic doctrine, didache of daemonia, Timothy 4, 1. It doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen out of the blue. It happens by process, development, and then when it's all in place, by event. All the rest of the big, massive things that bring all of this in is by event, global impacting event. History will never be the same. It's what Jesus said, Matthew 24. I take his word at it. The goal of a master race is the dream. It's purely a spiritual one. Obviously, among the Nazi demonically infused ideology and military vision and science, well, they were going after it. They were going after a master race, spiritually empowered and altered, and they wanted superhumans, literally small g god men. Now, let's remember again. I want to just touch real quick over this. And I've got at the end of the sheet, the notes that you have, the sheer fact that historic attempts were made. No doubt pre-flood Nephilim. No doubt afterwards, biblical revelation, it happened again. And generations of them. And Israel had to fight them. and could only win by the hand of God. It seems that it went worldwide. In my view of archaeology, every ziggurat, both under the water, coast of China, other places, Sardinia, around the world where these places were, those are all, that's all Nephilim architecture that helped lead to open vast doorways to the heavenlies for massive embedding of that kingdom, that domain. That's what the Mayans were all about. That's who Quetzalcoatl was. That's what those temples were. There was no peace-loving, you know, nice, quiet, flute-playing Mayans of the past. You're talking about a place of massive human butchery. People say, why do they all of a sudden disappear? Maybe they ran out of humans to sacrifice. You ever think of that? One Italian archaeologist, it's on the web, you can find it, and if I need to, I can put it up again. We've done this in the past. But he talked about 50 to 70,000 human beings sacrificed on the same ziggurat stairs than individuals like, Richard Hoagland and others. Daniel Pinchbeck. All these guys going down there and talking about it. Was it all about keeping a master race empowered so that they would need then this subservient slave race? Wasn't that the ultimate idea behind the Nazi master race and a 1,000-year Reich, obviously eliminating not just the Jews, but ultimately Christendom? It's like that song says, open the gates, Auschwitz awaits. It's on our website, shadowthedarkness.net, as you scroll down a little bit. After you get past Saturday, there's a song by a Swede group called Sabaton. Now, I don't know the group at all, but the lyrics are very telling. You can listen to the song. When I hear it, it just brings an outrage of the dark side, what it's done in the past, but what it's going to do in the future. The vision of the master race, can I tell you, is the ultimate end of it. All the undergrounders listening right now, all the perpetrators of those, all those who need to do the monitoring of what everybody's saying, you know, and pass it along. Well, there's no question worldwide. The reason for the creation of chosen ones, human beings whose solical side has been split, subpersonalities created, programming placed in, demonization placed in, training development, hundreds of rituals out of each and every one of their lives so as to empower. It seems as though even the genetics or backbreeding, and the goal for the Nazis, backbreed to get the godlike, small g, godlike blood of the Nephilim. Anybody doing deep, deep, deep work with these chosen ones over all this time, it all links back to the Nazi occult ideology. The development of a master race stopped regionally. At the end of the war, it went global. And since the mid and end of the 40s, especially into the 50s in Russia, United States, England, the development of a master race. And now four generations, those first generation individuals around 60, and then a second, then a third, then a fourth. I'll be engaging some of the fourth generation maybe this weekend. Third generation, I got involvement. And second generation. Are you hearing me? The big, massive, earth-changing events that God unveils is going to occurs because development, a secret power of lawlessness, there's been a development. It is hidden beneath the surface of society. It is the secret government, the secret military, the secret economic elite. They've been drawn to and joining places like Bohemian Grove for years. All around the world, there's other high places like that. It might be time for victims to come out and scream the information. It might be time for perpetrators to get saved and get out of it and say, listen, you know, why don't you get out, come to the living God, to the living Christ, look for the supernatural power of God in deliverance and walk away and unleash on the dark side. Guarantee you in the future, God is. For all those who claim and want to be part of the master race, again, prophetic revelation in biblical scripture, Revelation 19:20 tells us that the entire master race, super soldier race that was to back the Luciferic globalist kingdom is decimated in less than a day, probably less than an hour. You go take a look at it. It is the irrevocable future. In the past, there's no question, Hitler tried, Aleister Crowley in the Moonchild tried, in the Jack Parsons Babylon working, all of these, there was the attempt. Even Stalin did it in a certain way with the ape crossbreeding of humans. And I'm telling you right now that there's a reason why there are 100 million, up to four generations of these chosen ones all around us. There is clearly a reason why. Let me back up now and share a word of hope for all believers in Christ to let you know that God is operative. God works right now, right today, even during this 1 hour. May God save. May God stretch out his hand to save, heal, deliver, show extraordinary miracle during this hour in your life. And even when some of you, dear friends, download and listen a month later, a week later, a night later, that the Spirit of the living God is there. The living Christ is there. Now, I'm reading in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. You ever read it? And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, that he is, and that he rewards. By the way, I just heard Jesse Ventura last night in an interview declaring that he's an atheist. How sad. You must believe that God is, exists, and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. God doesn't want you to believe just that he is. He doesn't want you to be a believer in Christ and just say, I believe in God. God is in my life. Christ is in my life. I'm saved. He wants you to know what kind of God he is. He rewards those who earnestly seek him. You're going to read a chapter there where kingdoms were conquered and justice and things were, you know, was administered. Listen, by faith, great things can still be done today. And you, believer, may the Spirit of God grip you to stand up and become the greatest, most powerful prayer warrior, the most powerful, effective witness. So many things can be done. Shadow the Darkness live tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night. We got a remote viewer sharing how he got out of it tomorrow night, late in the second hour. This is Russ Dizdar, ShadowTheDarkness.net. Remember us in prayer, and yes, remember us in support. We love you. Good night.